Here is this weekend that we're getting together and we're just sharing the love of our craft and sharing each other's company. And I'm so excited. And Wendy and I are trying to get hosts together for the suite because we want somebody kind of in the suite watching it when it's open, because that's where we're going to keep some booze and we're going to keep, you know, if people want to keep their computers or, you know, we don't want anybody to feel like their stuff's going to be taken. So, and plus that, you know, if there, maybe there's hosts, you know, and you don't know somebody, the host can be like, hey, do you know John Long? Or, hey, here's Big Fatty. Well, who doesn't know Big Fatty, right? You can smell him, you know, two rooms down. I'm just kidding.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You can smell him, you know, two rooms down. <I'm> just...
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4775 of the BFO for Thursday, the 28th of May, 2026. Y'all, coming up today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day, which includes... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it.
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Hello, wimpies. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you wimpies today. Y'all, did you recognize that voice? Y'all, that was the voice of Wimpy from the old Popeye the Sailor Man cartoon. And Wimpy was always wanting a hamburger. And y'all, you're wimpies today because y'all, today is National Hamburger Day. So go out and try to bum a hamburger off of someone and pay them on Tuesday. Yes, Big Fatty. By the way, Big Fatty, I'd gladly just take a hamburger. I'm not paying you back, though. Oh, well, we'll see.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Today, the 28th of May, y'all, we have not one, but two, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, met him many times at the Good Days and at the Podcasters of America dinner at the Colon Aid. He has since gone to glory, but that we don't stop celebrating his life. Y'all, he's the former other half, the husband of the everybody's favorite giraffe, Rodan. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Gambit.
Yes, everybody, we love Gambit.
We do. And y'all, then our next, y'all, just an absolutely impotent celebration of exiting the birth canal to Big Fatty. Y'all, you heard her at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, she's best known for not being able to feel her face. And y'all, and she's had many little shows. She did the Stars and Totten. And then she said she did Meow Nessa, and then she did Amy and Nessa Get Fucked Up or something like that. I don't remember exactly the proper terminology. Yes, we could. I think it was Nessa and Amy Get Fucked Up. Oh, okay. She used to be on Wimby's. She is my youngest daughter. Y'all, she came to what do you call that? My meet and greet there in Palm Springs. Met her there for the first time. And y'all, just as sweet a person as you'll ever meet. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Nessa.
Big Ready, we love
Nessa, we do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Nessa on the social medias, wish her a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And, y'all, take a moment and think back on the good times that you may have shared with Gambit. And, Big Fatty, I hope Nessa gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! And I hope she can feel her face tomorrow, too.
Happy birthday!
It's been so long since we had a song from Alex. It's true. Y'all, by the way, I am currently podcasting with pants off, but y'all, that's going to have to change here pretty quick because y'all, that Pete Hippopotamus is on his way to the villa. He and his husband, Eric, y'all, he sent me a little, it's some kind of a tracking device or something, so I can see where he is. And y'all, it says he is about 30 minutes away from the villa as I'm recording this. So y'all, I definitely gonna have to put some pants on before Peter and Eric, you know, Peter Potamus and Eric, you know, Epilui, before they get here to the villa. Yes, Big Fatty, they will appreciate that indeed. But y'all, I thought I'd just go ahead and start telling you about my day. Y'all, one thing I forgot to mention to you. On Monday, I sent a message to, who did I send it to? Y'all, I sent it to Brian and the Burry and the Flobfo. And y'all, I wish them a happy Meetapalooza. Brian and the Burry, he said, that it was, moist. It was moist. Big Fatty Tara is listening. Well, I know she doesn't like the word moist or panties. Yes, Big Fatty. But, anyway, it was moist and, but he said that the Burry weather rat, said that it would be, clearing out by the afternoon when folks started to arrive. So y'all, I can only tell you that the smell of Meetapalooza. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like you. You smell it before you see it. It's true. Y'all, it's lovely. It's just lovely. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, let's see. That was what I forgot to tell you about Monday. Y'all, let's see. Tuesday, I left. I finished recording the Hump Day little show, and y'all, it was about 1:30 or something like that, and y'all, I was about to hop in the chair to clean up for my visit to Shady Pines, y'all, I'm reaching for the shower controls, and y'all, I hear a textimonium come in, and y'all, this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? A dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's Mystery Date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Oh, yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. It was my 35-year-old gentleman caller who... He was out of the picture there for a long time and just recently has come back in. And y'all, he normally has Sunday and Monday off, but y'all, because of the holiday, he had Tuesday off. And he says, hey, Big Freddy, what are you doing? I said, preparing for your visit. He says, yes. And y'all, he came by. Y'all, I know I say it every time, but y'all, it was just lovely. And I just lovely. It was just lovely. And he came by, and y'all, he didn't have time to pussyfoot around, so to speak. Oh yes, Big Fatty. It was wham bam, thank you, Big Fatty. Once I had pulled out the shop vac for the wet cleanup on aisle four, I hopped in the shower and got myself presentable. Ah, Big Fatty, that's debatable. Anyway, I laid down for a little bit and played a little Candy Crush before I headed over to Shady Pines. Y'all, it was a lovely dinner. Me and my lady friend over there, we caught up on different things. And y'all, did you hear on the news about the storms that came through South Kakalaki? And a woman was killed by a patio umbrella. It got taken up. Well, y'all, it was my lady friend's hairdresser that was the one that was killed. And y'all, it's a good small world. Y'all, I heard it on the national news. But who knew? Who knew that it would hit close to home? Big Fatty, not as close as it hit her. That's true. But anyway, y'all, I had the sort of a summertime solid. It had mandarin oranges and almonds and strawberries and feta cheese and carrots, and of course it had the spring mix, and I got it with some grilled scrimps, and y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely, and y'all, I was not gassy or burpy or anything. It was just perfect, and so. Anyway, y'all came home from all that. I did watch the CBS. I didn't. I watched the NBC Nightly News with Tom Yamas. And y'all, then I switched it over to the sports ball game. The Atlanta Braves were playing up there near that Brian in Boston and Boston Josh. Fenway Park is what they call it. And y'all, it didn't start off great for the Atlanta Braves, but it ended up that they ended up winning. But y'all, I turned it off a little bit before 9 p.m. in the evening. They were in the bottom of the top of the eighth inning, and I said, "Well, I'll just watch the updates from my cellular telephonic device." So y'all, I crawled into the chamber, and y'all, I'm laying there, and all of a sudden, Herbert, what are you doing? I said, I just crawled into bed. Y'all, it was my 33-year-old gentleman caller who lives fairly close by, and he says, oh, shoot. So anyway, we did not get together, although, y'all, the offer was there. But y'all slept like a baby on two, I say Tuesday night. Y'all got up Wednesday morning, had my breakfast. I had what is that called? An English muffin. Had my coffee, read my paper, and y'all. Then I made a batch of cheese cookies because I needed to do that for my neighbor who replaced my outdoor plug. And y'all, then I got dressed. I had spoken with the Nip. I said I'm gonna have to go to the Vons East early because I've got a company coming to town. So 10 a.m. in the morning, I cranked up Earl Grey, picked up the Nip, and we were off. We were off to get Earl Grey washed, and then we went to the Vons East. Yes, Big Freddy. We hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as to do. As to do on hump day, went to the Vons East. Y'all, they had the Green Giant steam in the bag of vegetables. Buy one, get one free. So I got it was a vegetable medley, lemon pepper flavor. I thought I'd try that one. Y'all, they had a little small hams, boneless hams, buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. Y'all, they had the good sun chips, buy one, get one free. Got a couple of bags of those. Y'all, they had those Bay's English muffins. Those are the ones that are in the refrigerated case there with the butter and all. Y'all, the brioche variety of those are just absolutely delicious. You should try them. Y'all, they had the Jell-O zero sugar puddings. Buy one, get one free. Got two boxes of vanilla and two boxes of chocolate. Y'all, they had the Uncle Ben's ready rice on sale. And so I got a couple of packets of that for making some shishimi rice. Y'all, they had the M&M's on sale. Buy one, get one free. So, y'all, I got two bags of the mega peanut butter M&M's. Y'all, they're delicious. They had the little mini sweet peppers on sale. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. The Ben and Jerry's was on sale. So I got an American cone. Pint, and I got the other one. It was the peanut butter cup, and y'all, it has peanut butter ice cream, which I don't usually like, but I thought I don't know that I've tried the Ben and Jerry's, so I thought I'd give it a try. Y'all, they had the all fabric softener, buy one get one free, so I got one of those. And y'all, I got me a foot long chicken tender submarine sandwich, which I will eat as you're hearing this. It may be my breakfast on Thursday. Y'all, I spent, what did I spend? I spent $56.61, but I saved $44.54. Yes, Big Buddy! And y'all got home and put away my provisions, and y'all, then I did some indoor nipple walking for about an hour, and I said, you know, I probably should do the little show and get ready for Peterpotamus. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Now, y'all, I do have just a little bit of sad news to pass along, and I don't want to forget to do it. I've forgotten the past couple of days. Y'all, that Gary Bearden out there at Rainbow Pines, he said that Luke, who is now with a guy named Roman, they were from the Sacatomatas, that their little puppy dog Luna crossed the Rainbow Bridge, and I thanked him for that. And he said that Luke was with Kaylin Swanson when he came to Pride 48 back in 2014. So keep them in your thoughts. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the birthday girl. Nessa, what would you like to tell us today?
You can smell them, you know, two rooms down.
Well, at least your sense of smell is there. How about touch? Can you feel your face?
Leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.